Welcome to Inside Agriculture on the Red River Farm Network. Dry growing conditions providing a fair share of challenges for farmers. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Megan Turnquist has an update on one potential concern.
A dry growing season often slows the rate of herbicide breakdown. In addition, it increases the potential for damage to rotational crops due to herbicide carryover. In particular, corn and soybean herbicides with residual soil activity have the greatest potential for causing carryover injury. Peterson Farms seed agronomist Adam Spellhog says some residual carryover effects are already being seen in the I states.
As their corn is a little bit further along, they got in a little bit earlier, especially Flexstar. If there was some revenge spraying going on in some of these soybeans last year, things that got dirty with some of these resistant weeds, if that got on late and we've been dry, there might be some carryover with Flexstar, and then you start seeing some striping and some odd-looking plants out there. That'd be one thing I start looking at on some of your fields if there's any issues. And, you know, we're kind of setting up for maybe some of that, too, with how dry we've been.
Winfield United agronomist Jason Hansen says there are carryover concerns in the region, particularly on lighter and dry soils.
I had a picture sent to me where it was light ground, very dry, soybeans sprayed with Xtreme, so there's Pursuit, and barley planted into it. So that's like the trifecta of all use. Barley doesn't like Pursuit, and then if it's on light ground, it's worse, and then if it's dry, it's worse yet. So there are some of those concerns.
At this point, there is not much farmers can do to affect the amount of residual herbicide present in fields. However, to reduce the risk of crop injury, a review of spray records, delayed planting, tillage, and minimizing seedling stressors are recommended. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Turnquist for the Red River Farm Network.
In a